We declare, mighty God, that there will be a change in this atmosphere this evening. We declare, mighty God, that your presence will just consume us, consuming fire, sweet perfume. Let your awesome presence fill this room, mighty God. This is holy ground, Lord. We declare this as holy ground. We declare, mighty God, that this platform is officially open. Yes, mighty God, to send forth your praise, to give your glory, mighty God. Saturate your people this evening, Lord. We pray, mighty God, for this, that the spirit of normality, mighty God, be broken, and we will be extraordinary people in your presence, mighty God. We give you an extraordinary praise this evening. This is what we do best, Lord. When the praises goes up, we know the blessing come down, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as we bask in your presence, something beautiful will happen on this platform this evening.
Yes,
as
Lord.
We praise you, Lord God, as we worship your mighty
in
God,
the name
as we
of
testify,
Jesus.
Lord, you will consume us. You will consume us. Every word, mighty God, that's spoken from our mouth to your ears, Lord God, none will fall to the ground. But Lord God, you will inhabit the praises of your people this
Hey,
evening in a
Jesus.
special way, Lord God. We thank you for victory across this platform. We thank you, mighty God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may have asked or think. And here we are, mighty God. Yes, Lord, to give you the glory this evening. Hallelujah. It's
Hallelujah.
all about you, mighty God. It's all about you, Jesus. We surrender all to you, Lord. All to you we freely give. We will ever love and trust you in your presence daily live. We surrender
Hallelujah.
all to you, mighty God.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah. Nothing in our hands we bring, but simple to the cross we cling. Naked we come to thee for dress. Helpless we look to thee for grace. Fold us to the fountain, cry. Fly, mighty God. Wash us, Lord God. Wash us. Cleanse us by your blood, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. We give you
Hallelujah.
thanks, Lord. We give you
Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
mighty God. You are worthy of it all, Lord. For from you all things
Hallelujah.
and to you all things, you deserve the glory. You deserve the
You
glory,
deserve it,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh
Hallelujah.
God, I raise a hallelujah to you this evening
Hallelujah.
in the presence of our enemies, mighty
Hallelujah.
God. I raise a hallelujah. Come on, people of God, begin to raise a
Hallelujah.
hallelujah. And the
Hallelujah.
atmosphere trembles
Hallelujah.
even now. The divine God
Hallelujah.
is among us, is
Hallelujah.
among his people even now. We
Hallelujah.
lift our spirit, we lift our
Hallelujah.
praise unto the God of all gods, the King of all kings. We give you glory, mighty God. We give you praise, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's all about you,
Bless
mighty
the name
God.
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We
We
worship you,
bless your
mighty
name,
God.
Jesus.
We worship
We
you,
worship you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We exalt you.
Hallelujah.
We exalt you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
Yes, Lord.
exalt you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's a privilege to be in God's presence. Let's not take it lightly. We
Amen.
are extremely blessed to have life in this season, and to be
Amen.
going through what we are going through is to
Yes.
show you that by our strength, we are nothing, and we need Jesus now more than ever. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Welcome, welcome. We're going to worship tonight. We're going to testify tonight. Is not I don't want us to just perform music. I don't want us to just sing. I don't want just there to be words projected from our mouth or from the screen or whatever. I want us to have an encounter with the
Amen.
living God, an encounter with
Amen.
God. Worship is not about volume. Though we may get loud because we're going to get excited, but it's not about just the volume. Worship is not about the emotion. Though we may cry tonight and show some sign of emotion, but it's not about the emotion. It's not about the talent, though God deserves our very best. Amen. Worship is about surrender. So we're going to just surrender to him. And for that, we're going to invite our own brother Nigel. to come on and just lead us to the throne of grace with our devotional. Brother Nigel, as soon as
Praise
you're ready,
God.
sir.
Bless the
Praise
Lord.
God.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise
Blessings,
God.
Brother Scott.
Hallelujah.
Blessings, everyone.
Praise
And what
God.
a
Bless the
blessing
Lord.
it is for us to gather tonight on the platform once more. Bless
Amen.
the Lord, O my
Oh, my
soul, and
soul. Oh,
all that
Jesus.
is within me. Bless
Bless his
his
holy
holy
name.
name. For guess
Hallelujah.
what? Great things he has
Yes,
done.
done. My God.
Hallelujah. Great
Hallelujah.
things he has done.
Oh,
Bless his
Jesus.
holy name, mighty God. We serve a wonderful God, my brothers and sisters. And we
Yes,
just want to
indeed.
give him thanks that we are here, we're alive, and we are well. We would have gone out today and he would have guided us, even though
Yes.
maybe some of us, some persons might still be out on the road or at work. But God is a faithful God and he will continue to cover us, you know. And before I get into it, I just want to share that it would have, I think it was about Thursday, no, Wednesday, because today is Thursday, that we would have heard a news of a young lady that we know very well, because she used to work at a pharmacy that we frequent a lot, and she went missing. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, I was really praying that, you know, they would have find her. But yes, they did find her, but they found her dead. And I'm saying, mighty God, what a world we live in, a dark
Jesus,
world,
oh very
mighty
dark,
God.
yes,
And
oh
so
God,
we just have to give God thanks for every opportunity we get, mighty God, to just praise him. The fact that we can talk, we can feel, we can see, we have to just continue to praise God because we don't know what is going on out there, you know. And let us even think also about the school teacher, you know, about how they send out a hit for the school teacher, mighty God. And then it shows you have to stop and reflect and just continue to pray and ask God to cover your families, mighty God. Because guess what? We don't know what is happening in this world, but we serve a God. Amen.
Amen.
Before I go into devotion,
Amen.
let us pray.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Eternal God,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah. You are
Hallelujah. Oh,
faithful,
Jesus.
mighty God. How
Jesus.
wonderful you are.
My
And so, Father
God.
God, we come tonight. Mighty God, we come. And we petition in your throne of grace tonight.
Yes,
Mighty
Lord.
God, but first we want to say thank you. Thank you, God Almighty, for what you are doing in our lives. Mighty God, for what you have
Oh,
done.
Jesus.
Father, for covering our going out and our coming in, mighty God. For covering our families under your blood,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah. For covering our friends and everyone concerning us under your blood, Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, mighty God. And Father God, as I will do the devotional tonight, I pray, oh God Almighty, for a complete cleansing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I pray, God
Lord.
Almighty, that your Holy Spirit will take over control
Yes.
completely. Take control,
Yes,
Father God.
Lord.
And whatever comes from my mouth in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight that it will be words that you have instilled in me, oh God, that will
Oh,
be beneficial
Jesus.
and fruitful, Almighty God, to your people. Hallelujah. I pray, God Almighty, that when I speak, mighty
Yes,
God, their
Lord.
hearts will be warmed, mighty God. They will feel fulfilled, Father God. They will feel
Yes,
the Holy
Lord.
Spirit. And so, Father God, I
Hallelujah.
pray that you will use me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, as I
Jesus.
say thank you for what you're doing, for what you are about to do tonight on this platform. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise God, my
Amen.
brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And tonight, the devotional comes from the scripture according to Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You see, my brothers and sisters, every one of us,
would have experienced seasons in our lives, season where our faith has been tested. You see, there are times when everything seems to be going well and we can't stop and reflect. And then there are another time when we face disappointment, sickness, financial struggle, financial problems, and even unanswered prayers. But during these moments, God called you and I to trust him completely.
Amen.
And you see, brothers and sisters, I know if you want to be truthful, you would have gone through seasons like this. When you feel like you can't even pray, what is happening? You know, you feel so down and out of it. Things are not going your way. And you say, God, but may I pray? God, may I live right? May I go to church? May I minister to people? But things are just not going how I would have wanted them to go. But God is reminding you and I this evening that we have to trust him even in this season and
yes.
in these times. Not just only when everything's sweet and pretty and we say, yes, God, am I season this? Everything is happening and it is happening how we want it to be. Not only that time we're going to throw ourselves and praise him and give him everything. Even when we're going through difficult times, when our faith has been tested, we have to ensure that we praise him.
Amen.
We have to ensure that we trust him and trust him completely to take us out. And so trusting God, my brothers and sisters, is not always easy. Because we naturally want to understand everything. That's how we are, you know. That's how we are as people. We want to understand everything. However, faith means believing that God is working even when we cannot see what he is doing. So even though we don't understand everything as we would have wanted to, we have to believe that God is working for us. That is faith.
Yes.
That is us here exercising our faith, trusting God and leaving everything to him so that he can fix our situations. And so Proverbs tells us, it tells us to trust God with all our hearts. We notice it did not say with some of our heart, you know, our peace, our heart. It says completely. Trusting him
yes.
with all our heart is trusting him completely.
God,
it means that
God.
We have to surrender our plans, our fears, our worries, and our uncertainties to him
my
completely.
God.
It's impossible, sisters.
Jesus.
Many times, and you know what I am talking about. Many times we try to solve problems on our own.
True.
Many times. Many
Jesus.
Times we lean on our own understanding. And
yes.
guess what happened? We become so frustrated. Frustrated when things do not work out.
Amen.
You see, God's wisdom, my brothers and sisters, is greater than ours.
Yes.
So much greater when we don't understand and know what is happening. God is working it out. Yes. And so God's wisdom is greater than ours. He sees the beginning and the end. You see, while we only see the present moment, mighty God, God already sees tomorrow. He already sees our future and he already sees the end.
Yes.
And then why not?
Yeah.
And we know this. We know this. So then why not just trust him? Trust him and let him be, it just carry us through. You see, brothers and sisters, you see the moments when we feel so down, we have to just give him an opportunity to carry us. We have to give him an opportunity to lift us.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
We have to acknowledge now and say, we are no longer our own. We belong to him.
Yes.
But we would have made that commitment. We have to let go and let God.
God.
We
My
are
God.
No longer our own. We belong to him.
Yes.
So when, why are we worrying? Why aren't we trusting him completely? You see, my brothers and sisters, let us consider the life of Abraham. You see, God called him to leave his hometown and to go to a place that God would show him. And guess what? Abraham did not know where he was going, in our brothers and sisters, but he trusted God. He trusted God's promise. And what was his reward? You see, because of his faith and obedience, what did God do to Abraham? God made him father of many nations.
Yes.
You see, there's no limit to what we can achieve or what we can get when we trust God, in our brothers and sisters. No limit. God will give us everything that we desire and even more. Yeah. He will multiply us. But we have to trust him and we have to obey him completely.
Completely.
You see, my brothers and sisters, another example is Joseph. He was betrayed by his brothers, sold out in slavery, and imprisoned unjustly. But yet, God was with him. He was with him through every season. And what appears to be a series of setbacks, because God's pathway to promotion and purpose. It was because of God's pathway to promotion and purpose. And this, brothers and sisters, would have brought us back to even my testimony that I've given on this same platform. How I felt so frustrated and out of it. But things were not going how I would have wanted to go. But I trust God and I prayed to him, and God would have worked it out completely. You see, these stories remind us that God is faithful. And so even when
God.
Circumstances seem unfavorable, we have to trust God. And so we have to ask ourselves, what season are you facing today? What are you waiting for God to answer? What prayer? Are you struggling with difficult situations? Are you uncertain about the future? We have to remember that God has not forgotten us. He told us, I will never leave you nor forsaken you. He will never forget us, brothers and sisters. His timing is perfect. You see, God is working behind this scene for you and I, for our good. All things work together for good. And so I urge you this evening, instead of worrying, let us choose to pray.
Yes.
Instead Amen. Of giving up, let us choose to trust him. And instead of focusing on the problem, let us focus on God's promises.
Yes.
And we all know many of God's promises because we have gone through it on this platform. So let us just focus on him. Focus and trust his promises. As the same God who guided Abraham, brothers and sisters, who protected Joseph and delivered Daniel, is the same God who walk with you and I today.
Amen.
It's the same God. You see, brothers and sisters, last night we would have met and we prayed. We met and we prayed. And I am telling you that this is my testimony, Sister Camille. It was just last night that we were interceding on behalf of each other. You know, all know that I would have gotten a promotion, but I needed three employees. And the work would have become overwhelmed because we have to work even Saturdays and late hours. And last night when we were giving the topics for individual persons, what we want them to pray for, I said, I need coverage and I need the employees. I need speed in the hire of the new employees. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you here tonight, that I went to work today and I get a call to say that the interviews will be the 17th of June. Who could it be but God? We have to trust him completely when we need things. We have to trust him completely and know that no matter what it is that we're going through, how difficult it looks, how we look like a nag or work out, we have to pray and believe. We have to sometimes just let it go in, my brothers and sisters. You know, one of our biggest problems that we have as Christians, when we pray about things, we pick it up back, you know?
True.
We pick it, especially if we don't see the results later or tomorrow. And Lord God Almighty, how help me
so. So true.
We pick it up back. But we have to ensure that we trust God completely. We pray about it. We give it to him. We leave it to him.
Amen.
It is yours now, Father. Take it. If we try that, my brothers and sisters, I ensure you that you will see results. I ensure you that you will have testimonies on top of testimonies. And we are now living in a time where we need these testimonies. We are living in a time where people, Christians such as you and I, have to know that we experience the hands of God, the presence of God, and we can go out and give our testimonies. So that persons who are lost and in the dark world can know that we serve a God who is mighty, a God who is alive, and a God who, when we surrender completely to him, he pour into us. In time,
hallelujah,
like this, brothers and sisters, we have to ensure that we become good stewards. We have to ensure that we do what is right and spread scriptural holiness. You see, God never promised, my brothers and sisters, that life would be free from difficulties. But guess what? He promised his presence. His presence will always be with us.
Yes.
You see, and so when we trust him, he gives us peace in the midst of storm. He gives us strength in times of weakness and hope when situation seems hopeless. You see, my brothers and sisters, no matter what season you are in, hold firm to God. Hold firm Amen. To his hand. He knows the way forward, mighty God. There's so much of us, we don't know what the future holds, and we're so frustrated. What is happening? What is going to happen tomorrow? Even with our situation with job search.
Yes.
Even our situation with school fees. Mighty God, we don't know what is going to happen, but we are reminded tonight to hold firm to God's hand, knowing that God will direct our path. He will direct our path going forward, my brothers and sisters. And that's what I want to leave with you tonight. I am going to pray and turn over to Sister Kami. But before I do so, I would have sent her a song. Trust in the Lord, that I would want her to play for us. And while we listen to this song, my brothers and sisters, let us reflect. Let us develop a bigger and greater trust in God, knowing that all we have to do is to surrender our all. We give you our all, Father God. We are no longer our own. We belong to you. So we trust you
completely
in our hearts. Sister Camille, can you...
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on what you think you know. Unsure beneath your feet, And the night is long, no rest, no sleep. There's a voice that calls from deep inside. Let me lead, don't run, don't hide. Every question, every fear, lay it down, I'm always near. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In every way, just know He's there. He's guiding every step you're taking. He will make your pathway straight. Oh, He will lead you. Trust in the Lord, don't hesitate. He will never leave you.
When the storm clouds rise and block your view, feels heavy over you, there's a promise written in His word. Ooh. Every prayer you pray is heard. Through the valleys, through the flame, He is faithful, He's the same.
Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not unto your own understanding. He will direct us, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Eternal God, we come. We come to you again, Father God, giving you thanks, mighty God, for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As we gather up on this platform tonight, Father, you know us. You know us individually, mighty God. You know where we need, oh Father God, to be released. Hallelujah. You know, God Almighty, our hearts. You know that we need to surrender all to you. We need to trust in you completely. And so, Father God, I pray that you will help us, oh God Almighty. You remind us, oh Father God, when we feel so frustrated, when we feel so burdened and so stressed and depressed. Father, all we have to do is to give it to you, Father. All we have to do is to trust you, mighty God, and you, oh Father God, will direct our path. You are everlasting, you're Prince of Peace, Father, and you're mighty. And there's nothing that is impossible when it comes to your God. There's no situation that you cannot fix, mighty God. Hallelujah. There's nothing, oh God Almighty, that is too big for you, Father God, because your hands are not too shortened. Hallelujah. There's no limit when it comes to you, Father God, because we are reminded that we live under an open heaven where we can, oh God Almighty, experience miracle works and wonder. Hallelujah. Just, oh God Almighty, where how Abraham had obeyed you and had trusted you, Father God. And you have made him father of all nations. Mighty God, our soul, I urge us tonight, oh God Almighty, to trust you and to obey you, Father. Oh God Almighty, as I listen for the testimonies up on this platform, how we have experienced you, how you have increased us, oh God Almighty. Oh God Almighty, you would have given us an overflow because we have exercised obedience, faith, and trust in you. And so, mighty God, as I turn over to Sister Camille, I pray, God Almighty, that you, oh God, will take full control of the rest of the program as we worship you tonight. Father, I pray that we continue to, oh God, experience the nearness of God. Have
Hallelujah.
Mercy upon us, oh God. Bless us, God, and let us feel your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, as you do a great thing within us. Mighty God, as we say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I greet you well tonight, people of God.
Amen.
Greetings. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Greetings,
bless the Lord,
greetings,
of my soul,
praise God.
And all that is within me, bless the holy name of Jesus Christ. Tonight we are gathered on this platform, you know, to offer something. What are we here to do tonight? Anybody knows?
Praise and
testify and praise.
Hallelujah. To offer worship unto the Lord God Almighty. So we're going to worship with our songs. We're going to worship from our spirits. We're going to worship with our testimonies. We're going to worship with our praise. Amen. And so we are here tonight to give unto the Lord God Almighty himself. He has been giving unto us. Amen.
Yeah.
He has given us time and time and time again. And so we are here to give back unto him, hallelujah, through our testimonies, hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, for we overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimonies. And tonight, as we come to testify, I want to start off with this little activity. I want you to just close your eyes and I want you to go into deep reflection for a minute or two. And I want you to think about this question for a minute, and then you can either unmute and share, or you can post it in the chat, the answer to this question. And the question is, who is God to me? Who is God to me? Think about it for a second. And as soon as you're ready, go ahead, indicate, and just let us know, or just put it in the chat. Who is God to me? Hallelujah. Let's see how many responses we will get. Who is God to me? Anybody? You can't give more than one. I know for some of us it's going to be a challenge because he fills so many capacities in our lives. But I want to hear one from each person. As soon as you're ready, just go ahead and indicate.
He's my friend, Sister Camille, my best friend.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Nadine. Anybody else?
He's my source of survival.
My source of survival. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Pam.
He's my everything.
He's my everything. He's my provider. My God. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
He's my creator. Sister Camille.
He's my creator. What was that, Brother Nigel?
I'm saying some responses in the chat as well.
In the chat, oh Lord. All right, let me look in the chat. Thank you for okay, I didn't see this. All right, I see he's my father. He's my friend. He's my restorer. Hallelujah. He's everything in all caps. He's my comforter. He's my all in all. And some of you share the same answers. He's my source of survival, my precious friend, my everything, my all in all, my strength. He's my provider. Sister Elisha, how many answers I tell you? He's my provision. He's my guidance, my protector, my refuge, my healer. Sister Elisha, you want to finish him, you know? My grace, my love, my maker, my deliverer, my peace. Hallelujah. My confidant. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. My confidant. Praise God. Did we miss anybody? My God. Hallelujah. I can't find one word to describe. I would have to say he's my everything. Also, for those of us who would have put that, I have to join with you in saying that, because one word is not enough to sum up this God, hallelujah, that we're talking about tonight. And all of what we have just shared are different sides, different attributes that make up the same God that we serve. And he, my God, hallelujah, he's far beyond what any words can explain or describe tonight. If we should turn, it's a part of a song, if we should turn the water in the ocean into ink, my God, and turn the sky into blank paper and begin, and all of us become scribes by nature, and we begin to write who God is to us. Can I tell you tonight, we would exhaust the water from the ocean, the sky would be covered, and we still would, some people would be, there would be a long line of persons saying, I didn't get to write mine. I didn't finish
Hallelujah.
Writing mine. That is the God that we serve
yes.
tonight.
Mighty
Hallelujah.
God.
That is the God
Hallelujah.
That we are worshiping tonight.
Hallelujah.
He fills every capacity in our lives.
Yes.
And so as we come tonight, yes, we're here to testify. But I want to challenge us tonight to more than just testify. You know, let us, while we share and encourage others about what God has done for us, let us look to him with our hearts, with our minds, with our spirits, and just offer up some praises unto him. And I just have very few pointers, maybe two or three, about what worship is as we're going to get into this session of worship. Hallelujah. And for many of us, we think that worship is just falling before the Lord, you know, expressing words of adoration and you know, reverence and honor before the Lord God Almighty. We think of bowing in his presence, and all of that, hallelujah, all of this is just a part of what worship is. Yes, it includes all of that. But I want us to focus tonight. I want us to be intentional tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this part. Worship begins in the heart.
Yes.
Worship begins in the heart. So when we go before the Lord
Hallelujah.
And we do all of these things, if our hearts are not, you know, of the right posture, all of this is just an act. All of this is just role play before the
yeah.
Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
So as we get ready to just release some praises unto him, let us think about putting our hearts at the right place. We have to reverence our hearts before the Lord God Almighty. You remember all of those names that you just gave me? You're approaching somebody like that with all of that accolades and more. My God. Hallelujah. And so when you're going, we have to go with humble hearts. We have to go with the right posture. Mighty God, we have to have truth in our hearts so that we can worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us examine ourselves. If we don't go with the right posture, the words, no matter how pretty they are, it's going to be meaningless before the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. So let us prioritize Jesus tonight, no? Let us put aside everything that is vying for our attention now, once it is possible. Let's
oh
put
God,
these things
hallelujah.
Down. Hallelujah. Let's focus on the Lord God. Because when we go, hallelujah, when I was writing today, it came to me. If we go to the Lord with our hearts and our minds on something else, and we're offering all of these nice words of adoration, who are we really worshiping? Because our mind is not on Jesus. So whatever our mind is on, that's what we're speaking to. Amen. So let us focus our minds on Jesus, our hearts on Jesus. Let's dismiss the semblance of worship. Let's move away from that, what appears to be worship, but our hearts are far from the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's forget about everything else and focus on this God that we just talked about. On who he is to us. And when you find your words, some of us may not have the pretty words like others. You don't worry about that. Worship is not about what you say. Like I said, it's you're adoring God, but the posture of your heart is most important. So let us go in. This is a serious matter. As we align our hearts to worship tonight, we're going to release some words of praise until we reach the place where it becomes worship. We're going to use a few minutes, and I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to charge us to forget about everybody else in the house, everybody else in the car, everybody else on the platform. Put your focus on Jesus tonight. And just for a minute or two, let us offer up some real praises to the Lord God Almighty. If you are led and you want to, you can unmute and just bask in the presence of the Lord. And if you want to do it in your own spaces, then that's fine. But let us do it together. Amen. Let's give God some real praise that will attract him to prayer portal tonight. Hallelujah. As we get ready to offer testimonies of praise and worship as well. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God.
Hope be lifted above all other gods.
We fall in your presence, mighty God. As a ministry, we fall before you. We lift you on high, Lord God. Day of night, we worship our God. Our God. Our God is all you are the God. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We
worship.
All glorious God said, is God and still is to come. We fall in your presence, God. You are great and powerful. Mighty, hallelujah, hallelujah. We shout hallelujah to your name. Mighty God, thou art merciful, thou art the King of glory. Hallelujah, thou art the great giver, the miracle worker. Jesus, Lord, every time of our meetings. Oh, hallelujah, you are worthy. Mighty God, we worship you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You lead us. Hallelujah. There's something that is contagious about worship. It's like when you hear others worshiping, it just pulls you in and you just want to join. And that's why we always encourage prayers. It's not that you can't worship with your mic muted, but sometimes, you know, you pull a strength from somebody who is worshiping and it just inspires you to worship some more. And so that's why we're here tonight. We're worshiping the Lord God Almighty, and we're going to worship him now with our testimonies. Amen. Is there a testimony on the platform tonight? Hallelujah. We know that. Did we know that testimonies are spiritual weapons?
Amen. No.
Amen.
Testimonies carry real authority in the spirit realms.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It builds faith.
Amen.
Both the one testifying and the person that is listening. When we hear other people's testimony, we feel encouraged. And when we're in some situations, we say, hold on, but Sister Nadine, they testify about so and so, man. I believe, man, if God come true for Sister Nadine, God will come true for me. Amen. Yes. And so we're going to testify tonight. Hallelujah. Testimony released is the spirit of prophecy. So when we speak our testimonies, it is released on the platform and other persons. Hallelujah. It opened up the doors for other persons to receive a similar testimony. Amen.
Amen.
And that found in Revelation 19 and verse 10. It says, and I fell at his feet and worship him.
Hallelujah.
And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am a fellow servant of the brethren that have a testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So this is what the word of God says. So when we testify tonight, I want somebody come testify about some financial blessings and release it on the platform. I want somebody come testify about healing and release it on the platform. I want somebody testify about growth in God and maturity and just release it. Because when we speak, the authority our voice carries, the authority our testimonies carries, it releases a spirit of prophecy. And I am ready for a change in my life tonight. So I'm ready to hear from you with your testimonies. Who will be our first person to testify tonight?
Hallelujah. I just want to give God thanks. I just want to lift his name. I just want to lift his name.
Hallelujah.
There are so many things. I am giving God thanks. Yes, I owe some money, but I am giving God thanks. I'm doing a chicken business in Jamaica. And I tell you something, I wanted to start it, and I couldn't start it, and I threw my partner. And then I started, and let me tell you something. I two sets of 50 chicken. And the first set, half of it, spoiled. Half of it spoiled, and then my brother, which is 8 years younger than me, said, sis, it better for us to feel quick. And then in the end, we are going to win. I was on a prayer meeting, and the pastor was saying,
Somebody's doing chicken farm. I don't know who, but I know that I am doing it. And I said, I am grabbing onto this prophecy. And let me tell you, the second set of chicken, okay. I didn't have hand to sell. It fell off.
Hallelujah.
They love it. Me say, thank you, Jesus. I am going My through God. A situation now. And let My me God. Say, when God say iron sharpens iron, My he's God. A God of his word. I bless this platform. I give the God thanks for this platform. Because when this platform, when God can speak through each and every one of us, I know that we can come together and we can join as ladies and pray. I tell you, say, God bless Sister Camille. And she's reached out to me and Sister Terry and two other Hallelujah. Members. And I tell you something. One time, me that we struggle for prayer. Now, me, I say, Jesus, God, in my phone, I pull up. Me, I'll have 24 minutes. And me, now I repeat. And me, feel so good. Yes, sometimes, you know,
my even God.
Since right now, I felt a dead spirit come over me, you know. But me, say, God, I am looking back at what you did for me because guess what, you are a God of your word, and you said you yes. are making the ways in the you're making rivers in the desert, you're putting you're lifting us up, and just like how you part the Red Sea for the Israelites, you are going to do it for me. It is not my time but your time, and I'm giving God thanks. Let me tell you something, and I don't want to keep up the time, you know, but let me tell you something. Last week Saturday and Sunday, I went and fasted. I'm still on fasting now with Sister Camille, Sister Terry. All right, but Saturday and Sunday, I went and fasting to pray for documentation, to pray for my children's passport. And I sent fire to the consulate because it's from January. I sent it down and it's May they're going to respond to me. I'm emailing, I'm calling, I can't get any response. Let me tell you something, as I was sitting at my table, marking a book, I saw my phone. I looked in the drawer and I saw the phone. It was somebody from the consulate. I said, guess what? Either they send it back to me. I said, no, I don't want it back. You know, I want it to go to Jamaica. I have to expedite it. But I said, listen to me. I will pay money and God will do the but. God will do the but. He's going to reach and come back to me. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And I know that he has done it for me before, because he has done it for me 5 years ago when I was coming here, and he's going to continue to do it. Probably not how I want it, but his way is the best way. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Victory is
Hallelujah.
Mine.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine.
We shout out praise Hallelujah. On the platform. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Sister Elisha.
Hallelujah.
My God, so many prophecies were released on the platform just now. Victory, a claiming it in Jesus' name. Business. Anybody want to start business? Listen, this is your inspiration. Now is the time. Amen. We're holding on to that prophecy and we're claiming it and we're going forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we bless the Lord for you, Sister Elisha. And as we continue to celebrate God for his mighty move in your life, bless the name of Jesus. Anybody else want to testify tonight?
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Sister Nadine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we as Brother Nigel said in the devotional, we had the problem in our, we had the situation, we give it to God, and then we take up it back. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Remember when as I shared with us that Samara have the blunt disease, meaning bow legs, and we did the pinning, it didn't work, it didn't correct it as how doctors were looking forward. That was like a year, 2 years ago. So we have a consultation and I say, all right, let's go in the second time. But this time around, it's going to be something more extra, because then they would have to cut the bone and plate it. And do a sort of something, it'll take so many hours. The bone, you know, normally they say they break the bone, but it's not really break. They have to cut it, you know, slice it down. And I leave it to God. I say, Lord, I'm leaving it to you. And I asked for prayer brethren them pray. Some similar prayer portal ministries, you know, oh God, and the brethren them, you know, they are so willing and faithful to God be the glory. I'm a part of this wonderful family. And so as they prayed and she went in yesterday, she went through for each step of the procedure, they update me. And to the time when they start, and to the time where they update me, say this is done, that is done, and to the time where we finish it, it never take all of the time that we were told in consultation. It went smooth, brethren. It went through. When the surgeon came back to the room and he was, you know, talking to us, he was saying she did pretty well. You know, they
Hallelujah.
Are so proud of
Bless
her.
The Lord.
My God Almighty. But when I look funny, I mean, look behind Samara and say, it's not Samara. Is my friend, my best friend, the one who me talk to about it,
Amen.
And
we
talk about it, and him going to go stand up
Come
and
on
power
now.
Her body, so
Amen.
The body can stand up. And they said that she will have excruciating pain. Now then tell me about something named nerve block. I've never heard of that before. So I had was to, you know, somebody who know, they explain it way down to me. So they blocked the nerves, so she won't have so much pain. And thanks be to God, she came out. She came home with medication. No, she didn't yesterday. We came home today. She came with medication. I'm having to force her to take it because she said she don't have no pain. Hallelujah.
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 Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Move around for a while. The beginning get up 12 o'clock last night, jumping on her crutch, moving about, being refused, the bathroom. God is good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's good. He takes me through this process. He takes me through
this
process. I'm telling you, my feet go down, especially when they tell me that they've got to cut the bone and it's going to be in Chicago Harbor. I say, God. But
my
I can
God.
Celebrate tonight.
Hallelujah.
That God
yes.
has delivered.
Yes.
He has
Praise
come
Jesus.
One
Jesus.
More time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to him
Thank
be
you,
all
Jesus.
Of the glory.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
The praise.
Father
Up to
God,
this
God,
hours, she still
God.
Don't have any pain.
My God. My God.
Glory.
My God.
Amen.
Jesus. Stay focused and stay with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
God, you're telling me
healing
to cover with
bread.
Jesus.
So if we have problems, if we have sickness, if we need a healing, the healer is in the house.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can we just give God a shout of praise?
Hallelujah.
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 We bless the name of
Jesus.
When I ask for a shout of praise, if you don't know what to say, just give him the highest praise, no man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, people of God. Let's give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 In the house tonight.
Bless the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless
Hallelujah.
God, Sister Nadine. And we know that this is the start of the testimony. And
Thank
we know
you.
That more is to come.
Thank
as she
Amen.
As she heal,
Hallelujah.
As she the healing progresses, we know that you will continue to share of how God's goodness, hallelujah, is evident. And so
Amen.
We bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate God tonight. Praise God. Anybody else tonight wants to testify? Hallelujah. I don't think anybody put in the chat that God was a healer. But see, we're able to see where he offered his healing, mighty God, to one of our very own. And so we bless the Lord for his hand in Sister Nadine's life. Anybody wants
Amen.
To testify? Let's testify. Let's testify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise
Bless
God.
Good night, family of God.
Good night, Sister.
Good night, Sister Hutchinson.
God is good all the time. I just want to give him
Amen.
Praise. Remember, one night I asked for prayer for Evangelist Hibbert's daughter, Cassandra. She was well sick and they did not know what was happening to her. I did give Sister Camille a report. She's doing good. Even today I spoke to her. She was washing clothes in the machine and cooking, you know. So
Amen.
We just have to give God thanks and praise for what he has done. And he's still in
yeah.
control. That's still.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. And so tonight we can, like the song man, just declare, see what the Lord has done. Amen. See what the Lord has done. My
Amen.
God, He has showed up in our lives. And I know that we will hear more. My God. But this is our
Hallelujah.
Testimony tonight.
It's going to
so see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Feel free
Hallelujah.
To be praised.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My God. I challenge us tonight to get active and let's try to see it.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, we bless the name, Lord. Look at what God has done. My God, Jesus.
What we wait for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
And even if he hasn't done it yet, sing this song in declaration. Hallelujah. It is coming. Sing this song as a prophetic word. Hallelujah.
They will send the angel. Amen. Make that call. Amen.
He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus.
Lord, have
mercy. Anybody else want to?
Hallelujah.
Mr. Camille, I just want to share. Mighty
Hallelujah.
God. You see, when I listen to this song, see what the Lord has done, mighty God. Jesus. It really speaks to my heart, mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it's because of God's grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
It's because of God's grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Where I am today, where I am reaping the benefits
Hallelujah.
Of God, Babush, I am
Hallelujah.
And I own everything that I have accomplished.
Jesus.
I give it to God.
Hallelujah.
Because I know where I am coming
Jesus.
From. I know the struggles that I have gone through, Holy Ghost. I know.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
But I give it to God.
Hallelujah.
I know.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
But it's because
Jesus.
Of God.
Yes.
This song is my testimony. This song is my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done tonight. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Yes. Mighty God.
See what the Lord has done.
Will we praise the name of Lord?
What we waited for.
Hallelujah.
Has come to pass.
Hallelujah.
See what the Lord.
If I were you, I would sing it to someone.
Bring our
I'll just
spirit
sing it to
into
someone.
Tonight, just to offer
See
praise
what
to the Lord.
The Lord has
Let's go together in worship.
See what the Lord
yes.
has
really clearing this over our lives, if our testimony is not
happening.
Hallelujah.
Has come to pass.
Sing it until it happens. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And you say,
Hallelujah.
My eyes have seen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just shout hallelujah on the platform?
Hallelujah.
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 My God.
Hallelujah.
See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. If we can't say it yet, I'm declaring that before long we'll be able to declare it. Hallelujah. And say, see what the Lord has done. My God. But as Brother Nigel would have shared his testimony, it brings us, should bring each of us back to the place where we met Jesus. My God. I know that we weren't always like this. My God. Hallelujah. Y'all know my testimony. Mighty God. But God has brought us where we are. And tonight we want to magnify his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I'm opening up the floor for testimonies to come. Hallelujah. Go ahead and share
Hallelujah.
Your testimony. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Family
bless
of God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. I just
Thank
want to
you,
sing
Jesus.
This song to Jesus.
Praise God.
Before I testify.
Thank
Please
you.
Tell me if you can hear a sound in the background.
Yes.
Can you
sis.
Hear?
Yes, you're hearing
yes,
it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord,
Lord, yes, Lord.
And turn me around, how he plant my feet on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. Think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around and put my feet on solid ground. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me in the uttermost. Think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. There are
Hallelujah.
So many testimonies. And I greet you.
My God.
You're gone, Sister Terry. We're not hearing you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not sure what is happening with Sister Terry. Praise God. But we're going to move on, and then whenever she comes back, we'll give her a chance to testify. The devil is a liar tonight. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
we
Jesus.
Shall hear the testimony. In Jesus' name. Praise God. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he filled me, No, I leave out something. How he saved me.
Heal me.
How he, I don't remember.
Heal me.
How he filled me with the Holy Ghost. How he healed me to the uttermost. It makes me want to shout.
My
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all
yes.
the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. That's what the songman says tonight. Hallelujah. And I join with him. It makes me want to shout, people of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It makes me want to dance like David danced. It makes me want to rejoice. Hallelujah. And just
bless
shout
hallelujah.
Him praises.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Sister Terry.
Thank you, Lord. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, sis.
Hallelujah. Today. Yesterday, I was at a staff meeting for the last day of school, and I know that the King of Kings commanded the heart of my principal, because usually she does not want to offend anybody, so she's not going to exalt you in front of anybody. She'll send you a private message or speak to you, you know, outside of the crowd. But yesterday in the staff meeting, for some reason, she called me up and she told the entire school that I was awarded 100% proficiency in my class. Now, this morning, glory to God, I was at school and there's this teacher who came to visit. She's a coach. She's always commending me, always praising me for the ability that I have in the classroom. And I heard that she was leaving, and I wanted her to know how much I appreciated her and the kindness that she demonstrated toward me during the school year. And just right then, she was talking about me and encouraging me to hold on. Another teacher came and she said, "I was so proud of you too, Mrs. McNeil, because you know what? They dirt you." Hallelujah. That's the word she used. She said, "They dirt you in the school." And I'm so happy to see the way the Lord, hallelujah, exalted you right before their eyes. And I said,
"Gone again, Sister Terry. Bless the Lord. Praise God." Praise God. I'm not sure what's happening with her.
Divine. It hurt me. Hallelujah. They moved me from third grade to kindergarten, thinking that they are burying me, thinking that I don't have the ability to teach. But I know who my God is, and I know who I am. They didn't give me the opportunity to prove myself, but God in his infinite mercy and his love, he exalted me. No, they can't understand. They keep asking me. I don't know either, except that it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Except that it is Jesus who did it. I want to encourage somebody. You may feel down and belittled. And you know, I felt really hurt, because when I learned who was the person who started the dirting. It was a colleague of mine from Jamaica, when we should be loving each other and supporting each other in the school. Brethren, I want to tell you, maybe Sister Camille would know, because she was the one I used to complain to. My heart was broken the way she treated me, working beside her for years. I was so uncomfortable every day at work, all because of my own colleague from Jamaica. And I did her no wrong. I did her no wrong. But even so, with all the dirting, it's not only that the Lord exalted me with the scores, but my light, the light of God that is shining through the school, of everything that she has said about me, he has become dim. That people are coming to me to say, "Really, of a fact, you are a wonderful, authentic person." And I give God the glory. I give him all the honor. I give him all the praise. It took great humility to get to this place, because my heart was puffed up. My heart was heavy. I didn't hate her, but I felt bitter toward the situation because of how she treated me and the way she made my job, my livelihood, uncomfortable. But to God be the glory, they had to come back and say it. They are in awe.
the Lord told me that he would exalt my horn like the unicorn, and that's exactly what he did. So I want to encourage somebody tonight. I don't want to just thank the Lord. Thank you is just too much of a word. Just too little of a word to express my gratitude for what he did. It was not a physical award. It was not tangible. But just the way he came through with his word. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
And out of all the entire school, Mrs. McNeil's class, to God be the glory. Can you worship with me?
Hallelujah.
Can you worship
Hallelujah.
With me?
The name of Jesus.
It is
Thank
Jesus.
You. Hallelujah. Yes, it is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
said,
God. Praise God.
Prayed.
Hallelujah.
And I want to thank Sister Camille because she has been an inspiration throughout the
Hallelujah.
Process. When I went to her and I told her about my students, and the, last year one was what there was only one who did not meet goal, and she said to me, listen, don't underestimate your students. Next time you give them to the Lord. And this year I had one just like that one, and I remembered her words ringing in my ears, and I went into prayer and fasting for that child. And I prayed for his tongue, his ears, his senses, every part of him. And I speak over the children, and I was not afraid to tell them about Jesus. And when they asked me, what did you do? I said, it is Jesus. So if they don't want to do it, I don't know, but I just want to glorify the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
I magnify him tonight.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
This young man said, oh, it is Jesus. Come on. Yes,
yes
it is
Jesus.
Hallelujah. It is Jesus. Hallelujah. Who did the work?
Oh. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate with you, Sister Terry. My God.
Praise
God has
God.
Come through, people of God. And it is
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And so we're encouraged tonight. Hallelujah. That when situations look a certain way, we must go to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Because he's going to come through. There were times when Sister Terry would call me and say, you know, I was in the bathroom crying today. And I remember her saying to me, Sister Camille, I had to go back in that same bathroom that I was crying to dance and glorify God. Because
Amen.
When I see what the Lord
Hallelujah.
Has done, hallelujah. And so we celebrate God for what he's doing in your life, Sister Terry.
My God,
and I
hallelujah.
Know that this work, my God, it's not done yet. Hallelujah. Because you think it's just the proficiency, but guess what? They're going to come to you now, and you are going to tell them about Jesus, and they're going
Hallelujah.
To want to experience
God, thank
it,
you.
And they're going to turn
yes.
to Jesus, and lives are going to be transformed. And that's how God works in our lives when we allow him, people of God. And so we bless the
oh,
Lord.
Jesus.
Can we bless the Lord tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise Hallelujah.
The Lord. Lord.
Yes,
the Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for that testimony. Is there anyone else who wants to testify? God has been working, people of God. Let's tell of his goodness. Let's worship him with our testimonies.
Bless
Hallelujah.
God.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord, saints of God. I have so many testimonies.
My God.
As Brother Nigel said, a lot of persons on the platform might know me. Well, you know me from Lancaster. And I always say, Chantel from the highly cultivated areas of Lancaster, South Manchester. Growing up, we never had everything we want, but God would have been good. Great to us, we had everything that we needed. Oh, Father God, I don't even know. Sometimes I post about the one pink frock and the orange frock my mother used to send me go to church with, and the other day I say, oh, me upset with her. The one pink frock and the orange frock. And I thank God that growing up, we knew God. And
God has been good. God has been faithful to me and my family. My entire life is a living testimony. My entire life. So when I say God is my everything, I mean God is my everything. I've been through so much. I have been through so much. What should have killed me? But God, I've been through childhood molestation. I have been through accidents. I have been through so much. Sometimes they get overbearing. And when I sit down and I have to say, but God. So when I say, but God, I know despite this, but God,
Hallelujah.
Never fail me. When I got baptized, mighty God, I remember when I was in college and I was at a party and like God hold me and said, Chantel, what you do here? So you know fit the here, so it's the same thing over and over. And today, as I was walking through the house that God has blessed me with since,
may
I tell you, coming from a
red
dot foundation in America, I can be able to purchase a house in America.
God.
I know me and a Chantel. So all the glory.
Hallelujah.
But God. Big up Jesus, man of self. And just give God all the glory. I hear Sister Alicia praying about documents. I want to tell you that last year, I think it was July at some time, we prayed. I think it was testimony. And we prayed. And Sister Camille did the closing prayer. I texted her and I said, I don't know if you remember, but before you finished praying, you said, I'm praying for those who are haven't even put in documents as yet. And I took the prayer and I run with the prayer for months. For months. May have the prayer holding on me height. I applied for my citizenship in, I want to say September, August, somewhere there. And I just want to tell you tonight that I'm not sure if it's proud, but to God be the glory, my citizen of the United States of America. Yeah. Who could it
Hallelujah.
Be?
Hallelujah.
I'm holding on. Thank you,
mighty
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
So I just want to give God
you,
all
Jesus.
The glory tonight
Victory,
because
yes.
it's God on
Jesus.
God, in God, always God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God. So tonight I just want to big up Father God and small up self. Because if
big
it had not been for the Lord by my side, tell me where would I be? Mighty God of Daniel. So saints, just continue to give God all the glory. Continue to pray for me while I pray for you, mighty God. But God.
Jesus.
But God. But God.
I'm standing. Oh God.
Bless the name of Jesus.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
We bless the Lord, Sister
God.
Chantel.
Jesus.
Oh my God. We bless the Lord for his hand in your life. And as you spoke, you released it. I hear Sister Alicia say, I'm holding on. I don't know about anybody else, but whatever is released
Amen.
Tonight, grab it, take hold of it. It is yours in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so we continue to testify. Sister Chantel will say, big up Jesus and small up self every time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I noticed Sister Olga wanted to testify. Go ahead, Sister Olga. Praise the Lord. All right, I may have gotten it wrong. Maybe she didn't want to testify. Praise God. Or she was kicked off. Bless the Lord. So as we await Sister Olga to come back and testify if she desires, is there any other person that wants to say, hey, God is working in my life too, you know? Here's what the Lord has done. Any among us? Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Run, come, run, come, run, come with the testimonies. Hallelujah.
Hello. Sister Camille.
Yes.
Oh. Sister Olga is on. But you see, if nobody don't want to testify, I have a lot more here.
Bless the Lord.
I was wondering.
Okay.
Hello. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister
Olga. Good night,
Sister
Morrison.
Oh my God, the phone not functioning good.
We're
but
hearing you. We're
forgive
hearing
me.
you.
I don't understand. I'm late tonight, but I could miss it at all. I give God thanks to be a part of the family of God. I give God thanks for this great privilege to be among you, the prayer portals to heaven, because you are a real strength to me. There are times when I am here and I'm so down, and I don't have no one to share with, no one to talk to but God. Sometimes when I talk to God and when I feel the same and I feel some ways and see some things that is happening, I have to be saying in myself, it seems like God not hearing me. It seems like I'm not praying enough. And I said, out of the blue, God sends his brother Scott, called me and pray with me. And believe you me, that prayer, it lifts me up. I cannot stop listening to it. Every time I listen to it, I get a more blessing. And I give God thanks for you, Brother Scott, and for the group. And I give God thanks for saving grace. For had it not been for saving grace, where would I be?
Oh, Jesus.
You know, so many things keep happening and has been happening. But the psalm said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under his tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
And that's where I want to dwell. That's where I
this
want
the...
to be. My brothers and sisters, it's not an easy road, but I am fighting it. I'm fighting it. And I'm asking you to help me keep praying. And when you pray, don't just pray for me alone. Please remember, I have six boys. I would mind them be with me and the same truck. So I ask you to help me to pray for them that God will save them as well. I don't know if I can sing this song before I really come off. But Brother Scott, you make me feel so good. My brothers and sister, you make me feel so good. You are the company.
Hallelujah.
You are the friend that I have. I have nobody else to talk with or to share with.
Oh, Jesus.
So I give God thanks for you. You know,
Thank you, Jesus.
The song said, as the world look upon you, as you struggle along, they say you are nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I am rejoicing. I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I am not worthy. My shoes are not clean.
Jesus.
I don't have much money. But Lord, I've got you. Unto
Jesus.
Me, that's what matters. Though the world may not know. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Say there's a roof up above me. I have got a good place to sleep. There's shoes, food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, with a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. My brothers and sisters, I love you.
Hallelujah.
appreciate you. And I give God thanks for you. And I just want you to continue keep praying for me.
Amen.
And I share my sympathy with that sister that lose her life. It is so much a burden to see her life go down like that. Mm-hmm. But let us keep holding the faith and holding her up, because God is gonna show it up. So
yes,
you pray for me, and I'm praying for you as well. Love you, my brothers and sister. This is my few words in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm with you, Sister Olga.
Bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for your blessings on us. Can we do that? There's a roof up above me, and a good place to sleep. Food on my table, and shoes on my feet. Give me a love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Sister Olga. God bless you. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And we're coming down, winding down to a close. But we want to open for a few more testimonies. We don't want you to leave with your testimonies. Amen. And so if you have a testimony and you want to share, now is a good time to do so. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Lord. Go ahead and testify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister Lem.
Good night, Sister Lem.
Indeed, God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Merciful. Just a verse of a song that will be my testimony.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. I spent a lot of my life searching off of this world. I didn't realize it could never fill my soul. But Jesus saw me and rescued me, saved me, and he set me free, and he sent me here to tell you that he is calling on you to be rooted and grounded in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Rooted and grounded by the Holy Ghost. And if you want to go to heaven, you must be rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded in the name of the Lord. Rooted and grounded in the name of the Lord. Rooted and grounded by the Holy Ghost. Jesus saw me and rescued me.
Hallelujah.
And he set me free, and he sent me here to tell you that he is calling on you to be rooted and grounded in the name of the Lord. Rooted and grounded by the Holy Ghost. And if you want to go to heaven, you must be rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded in the name of the Lord. Rooted and grounded. Name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Bless
praise
the
God.
name of Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My testimony is similar. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. A lot of my life chasing after this world. My God, what a God. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord. Any other testimonies tonight? Bless the name of Jesus. Let's testify, people of God. Come on. God has been good to us. Amen. And we can testify through the process too. Amen. So any testimonies? This is the final call.
Can I go again, sis?
Go again, Sister Terry. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I just want to bless the Lord for this ministry. Glory to God. And, you know, for the vision that he has given to us. You know, even this prayer group that has been created. I want to give God thanks. Holy God, thanks for it. It has been so good. I mean, we have created an altar and we have kept the fire burning. And we have people. Sometimes, you know, it's small groups matter. I mean, we are so connected in the realm of the spirit. We meet to pray. And we have a Brother King who is encouraging us to get on with it. On the 3 o'clock. I mean, 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and 3 o'clock. I mean, 9 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, midday, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have become so accustomed to it. I can't meet in the daytime. But once it touched 6 o'clock in the evening, I am looking at my clock. And it is becoming so automatic because it has been so consistent for the past few days. And when we hear about a situation, we are just on it, praying, keeping the ministry and its members going. And I feel so rooted. I feel so connected with the Lord and connected with my brethren. And I just want to give God thanks for this experience because my desire is to grow. My desire, and I think all of us has that desire. But when you finally have people you can grow with and be encouraged with and sharpen each other, it is a great gift. It is a precious gift. Yes, and I want to exalt the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to bless him tonight. I want to give him thanks.
God.
We only have one member who is not active and we don't hear from her, but we are believing the Lord tonight for her. We have been calling our spirit. We have been asking the Lord for her to come because we need her. We need her. We need the whole body. Seven of us that were put together and we are still not complete. So we are giving the Lord thanks. And as you rejoice with me, I ask you to remember our body part in Christ who is not here with us. We need her in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. And God bless you, Sister Camille, for heeding to the instructions of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
The Lord. Praise God. We Praise celebrate Jesus one more time. Are you tired of celebrating Jesus tonight? Praise
no.
God.
No.
No.
Hallelujah.
No, no, my God. But we bless the Lord for what he's doing and for what he continues to do. Bless the name of Jesus. My final, final call. People of God, when God is working, let us testify now. Let us share and give God him due diligence. Amen. Praise God. Remember, we talk about how testimonies encourage each other. It lifts up, it releases the spirit of prophecy. Amen. It is a weapon in the spirit. Come on, people of God. If there's a testimony online, don't leave with it. But this is going to be my final call if you are willing to share. And if not, we'll go right into closing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Bless the name of Jesus. This is my testimony tonight.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me. so imploring, turn to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden sought the liberty at Calvary. Now I give to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Hallelujah. Years I spent in vanity and pride. That is my testimony tonight. Caring not that God was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. My God, you know my testimony, you know my story, you know where I've been, where God has brought me from. The songman would have said a mighty long way. I would have testified time and time again about where God has taken me from when I was going to college. Hallelujah. And when I would leave out, dorm would close at 11 o'clock. And when it touched 10:30, that is when me and my roommate would go out. My God, just before dorm lock. And anywhere the dance day, anywhere the party day, that's where we would find ourselves. My God, go in. And the clothes that we would wear, the shortest of the shortest. I know you've heard it already, but I'm going to continue to share of where God has brought me from. When I reflect that, Brother Nigel, when I look and see what the Lord has done, what he has done for me. My God, hallelujah. My God, some people, you won't even know, people of God. But when I left college, hallelujah, and I started my first job, 2012, and I was working, wasn't even at a school, it was at a tutoring center. And I remember there are times when I would leave work to go home, to bathe, to get dressed, to go to party, to come home just in time to go back to work tomorrow. Tomorrow when I go sleep would have mad me because I didn't get a chance to sleep. My God, I would go at one time. I was labeled Trilla's girl. That's where God has brought me from. Anywhere the sound box there, I would be there. And when I was there, I would have my liquor in my hand. I would be drinking. I would be dancing. I would be wearing some clothes where, my God Almighty, God is not pleased with exposing my body parts. That is where Sister Camille coming from. So when you hear Sister Camille come, and when you hear she's able to shout a praise, when you hear she's able to pray, when you know that God has done something, you know that God has delivered me, you know that God,
hallelujah,
has set me free, and it has been 9 years ongoing.
My
and
God,
let me tell you, man,
God,
the only regret I have is that I didn't choose Jesus earlier. Mighty God, that is my only regret. God. And so I want to encourage somebody tonight to get, if you're not yet on board, get on board. Mighty God, people used to go to dance with me, when I see them now and they look at me differently. There are people who write me off, who give me time, oh, say me I go to church and me I go to feel how much time. Hallelujah. It's three times that amount now, and I'm still here, and I'm still holding on, and I'm still not,
hallelujah,
keep holding, my sister.
That is where Jesus has brought me from. He brought me from a place, when you talk about subtle, when you talk about lie, you couldn't make up a lie quicker than me. And God has delivered me from the spirit of lie. God has delivered me from the spirit of drunkenness. God has delivered me from so many things.
Jesus.
My God. And that is why I stand here tonight to testify. What you are seeing is a work in progress. And guess what? God is still not done with me yet. And I'm still yielding.
My God.
I still have more I still have more to learn. I still have more transformation to happen in my life. I am not there yet. But like Paul, I'm pressing towards the mark of the higher calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm holding on to him. I'm allowing him to work upon me. My God, hallelujah. When you talk about
hallelujah.
Witty, that was Sister Camille. Your mouth couldn't sharp, the tongue couldn't sharper than mine. You could have said nothing to me. You could have talked to me anyhow. I mean, take it. My comeback was quick, sharp. My God, just ready to tear down anybody that would say anything to me. That's where God has brought me from. I want to sit down. I want to reflect. I want to look at how God was patient with me. I want to look at the grace that he extended to me.
Oh, Jesus.
The song man said, years I spent in vanity and pride. Mighty God, hallelujah. Caring not that God was crucified. Used to go to church to look and laugh. My God, that's why I used to go. Jesus, I would see persons at church and I would talk up. I could have tell you who we are what. I could have tell you who for bang never stay good in their face. Who for bang flip up. I could have tell you everything we're going at church except for the word. Hallelujah. And that was when Jesus stretched down his hand and he said, my daughter, come. And he pulled me out of darkness, pulled me out of a life.
Jesus.
That when I look back at it now, I can't imagine. I said, Camille, what were you doing? Mighty God, hallelujah. What were you allowing the enemy to do with you, with your life? Hallelujah. But tonight, I can testify that God has pulled me out, that God has saved me. Mercy there was great and grace
Jesus.
Was free. Pardon.
Pardon.
There was multiplied to me. There, my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Hallelujah. And so tonight, I bless the Lord for the work that he has done in my life. The work that he continues to do. He's not done with me yet, people of God. He's not done with me yet. But as I continue to yield, I continue to surrender and to allow him to work on me. And I encourage you to do the same. If you have not yet made that decision, now is the time. Now is the time. Hallelujah, to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now is the time to allow his mercies to be extended because believe it or not, there's coming a time, hallelujah,
oh God,
where the grace of God will run out. And this is not to scare anybody. It is the reality. Because when he returns, he's going to return not as a merciful and gracious God, but as a judge, my God. And all that we are, all that we have done, we're going to give account for. So I encourage you tonight to get on board. You don't see how it's going to work. When I made the decision this Sunday, I remember saying to the pastor, I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I'm trusting God. That's what I remember saying. And I'm still here trusting God. I still don't have it all figured out, but I'm still trusting God. And so I encourage you, trust God. Take that leap of faith. Allow him to work on you. Allow him, my God, to show up, to transform you. Allow his grace to be active in your life in Jesus' name. Is there anyone tonight on the platform who wants to say, yes, Lord? Yes, Lord, I surrender. Yes, Lord, I want to make that conscious decision to serve you. I don't know how we're going to work it out yet, Jesus, but I'm willing to try. Hallelujah. Anyone among us tonight? Hallelujah. Mighty God. It's the only way, people of God, the only way. Hallelujah. And when you make that decision, you will realize what I'm saying. There's no other way, hallelujah, to live a fulfilled life. There's no other way to make it to heaven but through Jesus Christ. And hell is a real place. And so I encourage you tonight, make that decision as we continue to look to the Lord in Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm going to hand over to Deacon Scott, who's going to close us off for tonight with prayer and as he's led. Deacon.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, people of God. Word of God said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. There is something explosively supernatural that happens when a believer opens their mouth. When a person who has been through something, when someone who has wrestled with God and survived, when someone who has stood at the edge of their breaking point and felt the hand of God pulling them back, when that person opens their mouth and declares what the Lord has done, we have heard it tonight, the atmosphere shifts. Amen. Principalities have to pay attention. Discouraged heart has to be encouraged. Doubting minds find foothold of faith. And God himself said that he inhabit the praises of his people. So when we open our mouth and we testify, we are not just sharing a story. We are building a habitation for the Most High God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Your testimony, our testimony Amen. Tonight is not for us. It is for all of who are here tonight that is going through some valley experience, that has some diagnostic, something, some broken relationship, that is going through a season of depression and financial collapse. You know, you may go into a midnight hour, a moment like that. But when you come and hear what the Lord has done, we know that is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So we just give God thanks for the testimonies tonight. And you know that your testimony is someone else's survival manual. It is somebody else's survival manual. You know, so we're not to be stingy with our testimony or hold back anything or try to abbreviate. You know, let it go like Sister Camille. Let it go like all of us, all of you testify tonight. You know, don't just come and behave like you're all sanctified. You just start right here and now. You know, you're coming from somewhere. So when we can see the dark part, we can see, then we can see the light of God that has shone in your lives. You know, when we can see you go through the valley low and we see how God has resurrected you, and we can encourage, we can be encouraged. Let go prophecy in the atmosphere. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we welcome you all. We thank you for coming out. We thank you for sharing this time with us. We thank you for encouraging our hearts. Without you, this wouldn't have been possible. Amen. I just want to cover you as you go tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will rest your hand upon your people even now. They have come and they have testified of your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We pray, mighty God, that you surround them with your Shekinah presence, that let it just be their cushion tonight, mighty God. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and that there will be no backfire, mighty God, against their testimonies tonight. We pray, mighty God, that it will be higher heights and deeper depth. They will live in your presence, mighty God, and there will be more and more testimonies. Oh God, eye has not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man, the things that you have in store for us, mighty God. And therefore, we just rest in your unchanging hand, because we know, mighty God, that when we hold on to your unchanging hand, something good will happen. And so, Lord God, we just release your people in faith, believing even now. We pray, God, that we will walk in victory, that we will learn to lean on your everlasting arms, and we will trust in your promises. Take your word as it is, mighty God. We thank you for our brother Nigel, who have led us into devotional, mighty God. We thank you, Lord, that as he encouraged us to trust in you and lean not on our own understanding. We thank you, God, for Sister Camille, who led us into worship and into testimony service. We thank you for everyone that has testified and shared tonight, mighty God. We thank you and we praise you. We pray that as we go from this platform even now, that your grace be upon us, your mercy be with us, that Lord God will light the light of your holy countenance upon us and give us peace and keep us in the sweet spirit of redemption for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen,
amen. Bless yes. the Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus. Amen.
Bless your brothers and sisters as you go tonight. Continue to pray one for the other. Remember our sister our sister, was it Chantel, that has lost our dear friend. I think it was Brother Nigel that I've shared about it too. Remember them in prayer, remember the family in prayer. It was someone that Sister Chantal went to school with. She knew her personally. She was adopted, and we prayed that she will return safe. But she got the sad news today that the person has succumbed. They died. They only got the body back. You know, so we continue to lift that family up. I think she have a daughter as well that she left behind. You know, so we continue to lift that family up. We continue to lift up Sis Elder Edward's sister, you know, our own sister Mervyn. Yes, we continue to pray her through our valley experience, and that she will come through with a mighty testimony. Don't leave out your brothers and sisters. As soon when you pray and they come up in your mind and they come up in your prayer, just pray, just pray, just pray, yes. Because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know, you know, but just give yourself over to prayer, because we stand as a strong tower to reckon with tonight, and we are not giving no leeway to the enemy. Amen. Amen. So we want to keep this platform a prayerful platform. Be praying. I like Sister Terry mentioned the discipline in prayer when she mentioned 9 o'clock, no, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You know, if we could just have a system like that, because sometimes you have to beat your body and keep it under so that you can stay in the will and purpose of Almighty God. You know, sometimes we have to be like we are in training grounds. We are in training grounds in order for us to inhabit, in order for us to develop that habit of prayer. Amen. So greet one another in Jesus' name, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful night, you know, wonderful rest of the week. And see you on Saturday for Bible study. See you again next week, Thursday, for another fellowship. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Praise God. God bless you, Deacon. God bless you, everyone. As we
bless
go,
him.
Good night, everybody.
Let us Camille worship with us.
Good night.
Mr. Camille.
Yes, Elder.
I think you should share about next week, Thursday, just to kind of prepare some hearts.
Next week, Thursday is Bible study, Elder.
Oh, it's the following week. Okay. Okay.
Yes, but we are having our anniversary celebration. Not Thursday coming, the Thursday after, Prayer Portal will be celebrating 3 years of service unto the Lord. God Almighty. And so, yes, wonderful. We can give God a praise for that, man.
Amen.
We can give God a praise. We can shout a hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God.
So 3 years of service unto the Lord, God Almighty. We want to keep going as long as this is the will of God. Amen. And so we're going to be having our anniversary celebration. It will be in the form of a convention, an online convention. More is coming out, where Sister Chantal is working on the poster, and the tone cry, the video, you know, to whet your appetite some more. So it is coming, just bear that in mind. And as a member of the ministry, or a member associated with the ministry, just lift it up in prayer, because we want a revival. Amen. We want the heavens to be shifted, and an outpouring of the glory of God to be evident on the platform. Amen. And so we want to be praying, and I want to encourage us, you know, when we get on the platform, when we get to a place that we want to worship, let us be active now. Let us be mindful. I know sometimes we're on the road and we're doing other things and we may not be able to. And I get that, and that's okay. But as long as we're here and we're joining to give God praise, so let us praise God, no man. Amen. Let us do so, and let's do so in spirit and in truth. Sometimes we have to call our spirits to come alive. Amen. Because we just feel cast down. But we have to stand. We have to remember who we are and command our spirits to come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. All right? We all of us originate from Jamaica. We don't want no daddy kind of thing. We want the spirit of God to be here. And we want
very
to
true,
entertain
very
him. And if we don't, if we call up and we just sit down and we just in a one little corner, I mean, the Holy Spirit, if you don't call him and well, he's not going to superimpose himself on any one of us. Amen. So let us come. Yes, we feel cast out. Make we push it aside, man. And just welcome the Holy Spirit. Just open up ourselves to the Holy Spirit that he may do a mighty work among us. And we may feel the revival that we're seeking after on the platform in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So let's be praying about
Amen.
It and let us come with that attitude ready to offer some worship to God that he may show up and bless us in a mighty way. God bless you, people
Amen.
Of God.
Yes, before we go, Sister Camille, I just want to I see a new worshiper with us tonight, Sister Downey. We want to give God thanks for you. We welcome you on the platform.
Amen.
We want you to come back and worship with us again and again and again.